In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, there's been much talk these days about sin, regrets, apologies, near apologies, confessions of, I sinned, are tempered with, well, now just let me get on with the job at hand. And sin ends up as a mere errant blip on the radar screen of life. A degree of sincerity, a few resolves to do better, some talk about atoning for what I have done, and everything will be okay. And yet, as the headlines of sin recede from the front page to the back pages of the newspaper, the headlines of our lives are all too often ones that we would like to bury in the back pages of our lives. After all, though, we claim, there are those moments, those embarrassing moments when our egos have been a bit too overactive. There are those moments, those actions, those thoughts, those statements we regret, but after all, we're not as bad. Our sin is not as dramatic or as drastic as any sin of a self-proclaimed chief of sinners or a commander-in-chief. Dramatic and drastic our sin may not be, but as God's word reminds us, it is just as deadly. And that's where we join Paul and others in confessing, I, a poor, miserable sinner. And that headline is blazed across the front pages of our lives, despite how our opinion pages and our editorial pages try to dress up our wrongs and to put our lives in a better light. How different is the headline of God's word? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. That fact changed Paul's life, and it changes our life. For behind that fact is the mercy of God, the love of God that saw us in our need, the grace of God that sent his Son to become a man with flesh and bone and to live with us and for us, and the compassion of God that reached out for us in the bleeding hands of his Son dying on the cross. That mercy, that forgiveness won by Christ is poured out on spectacular and ordinary sinners alike. Whether they be a Paul or a Bill, a Ron, a John, you or me. And having received mercy, Paul knew how true and trustworthy the statement of fact was. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. We too know that truth. For that statement, the truth of that statement, for we have received mercy. And we continue to receive God's forgiveness every day in his word, in his supper, in his absolution. And knowing our past and present sins, just as Paul did, but knowing even more the fact that we have received the overwhelming mercy, grace, and love of God, we can only stand with Paul in awe and wonderment at that mercy of God and ask with fellow Christians, what kind of love is this? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.